Hey there, this is Kathy York. Over the past 2 months, you have been ramping up to 2024 by herding New Year's resolutions ducks into rows. In October, you learned to think of a goal as getting organized and leading, and bless your heart, you let me bully you into using a pen, paper, and notebook to record 3 goals or resolutions you would like to accomplish next year. I have a link here for you so you can review that article if you need to. In November, was time for review, making sure those 3 objectives were workable, that they were doable. During your mini project, you added to your notebook's narrative, and for each goal, you jotted down the indicators showing that they were reasonable, practical, and sensible. I have a link for that article also. Now, you have been busy. And today, part 3 of our series, Goal 10, Get Your Success Steps Ready. Having our objectives clearly in mind, as you've done, helps us focus. And if your goals are exciting and something you want to achieve, you can't help but take the leap next month. And wow, it's close, isn't it? Here's an example I use because this was me a couple of years ago. Let's say one of your 3 resolutions is to organize your home office workspace, or maybe carve out a home office workspace. You know, this will help inspire you to do your best work, and maybe even encourage you to keep things a little neater. It will also be a daily reminder, not in a self-absorbed way, that you are worth the dynamic, productive surroundings. And I say that to people, okay, but where do I start? They ask me. Well, first, identify reasons for pursuing the goal. These will help you stay on track when you reach that nasty midpoint where you start to slow down, and sorry, but it will probably happen. My number one reason for wanting elegant office furnishings? Well, it was time. I needed my background during online meetings to communicate my professionalism, and I considered the green screen and fake background thing, but no, it was time for the real deal, and I was going to make it happen. I spend a lot of time in my office each week, and I need that encouraging atmosphere. Plus, if a client stops by, classy is a much better message than that old roll-top desk I had and mismatched filing cabinets. Hey, just saying. Now, second, start mapping out the steps to reach the objective. For example, think through, what does success look like for this target? How much time do you need to reach it? And will you buy new or use what you have? Well, in my case, the answers were, what does success look like? My office furniture will express my professionalism. How much time did I need? I said, well, I'll need at least 6 months to save the money and plan the layout. And then for me, it was buy new and work with the local office furniture company. Now, this example is for a big undertaking, but the process works for little things too. And speaking of, here is your mini project for December. Now, I know this is a busy time of year, but keep your notebook handy to jot down ideas this month and think about the steps to accomplish each of your 3 goals. You may discover, maybe you have a 15-month, a 7-month and a 2-week project on your list, and that's fine. Breathe, take your time, and work them steps. This is the time for making decisions, so you'll be ready to begin in January. You can add more detail later, but do as much as you can now. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Would you please help me grab some Google love by sharing this post? And subscribe so you won't miss future goals, ideas, and tips for non-overwhelming your biz and life. As always, my promise to you, no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. You're welcome to contact me if you have questions about this post. No invoice, just a quick 15-minute chat. That email is kyork@kathyyork.com, kyork@kathyyork.com. And please remember, Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E. Hope to talk with you soon. Bye.